Do you know the number one thing that surprises engaged couples? Take a guess. The sheer amount of decisions they have to make while planning a wedding. Indoors or outdoors? How many guests? Are kids invited? Controversial. Which cake flavor? Seriously, how do you even begin to figure out what's right for you? That's where Zola comes in. Zola has everything you need to make every wedding decision a piece of cake, from choosing your dream wedding venue and vendors to deciding how to best spend your budget. With tons of customizable wedding websites, save the dates and invites, every detail will feel like you. Zola will even help you choose the gifts, experiences, and cash funds you really want. The next thing you know, you've planned your whole wedding all in one place. From getting engaged to getting married, Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. I went through the list a few minutes ago of all the things coming up this morning. We have a lot of stuff on the plate. It's a busy, busy time of year.
Yeah.
We've got the Alice in Winterland tickets. We'll do that at 7:40 this morning. And I mentioned the change in the text line. I'll reiterate that here in just a couple of seconds. But something else on the board, too, is Cyber Monday.
Okay, I wanted to talk to you about this.
Okay.
Let's just take a moment. Has it always been this close to Friday?
Always.
Always?
Yeah.
Okay.
Always.
I was just like, now they're just running together, man.
Yeah. They came out with this, what, 12, 15 years ago?
It all just ran
it's
together.
It's always been the Monday after Black Friday.
Because I was like, what is good? Because now I'm kind of on hold about purchasing something for somebody. And I was like, ooh, I think I just missed their Black Friday sale. Yep. Well, sure enough, I get the ad. It's still on sale for Cyber Monday.
Seriously, everything's on sale for like a month.
Yeah, it's been on sale since July.
It's true. It is true.
It's crazy.
It's 25% off right now. But anyway, then the other thing is, I feel like only the city of Arvada really promoted Small Business Saturday.
Yeah, I agree.
Nobody else even talked about it. I was I follow every city in Colorado pretty much, on purpose, so we know what's going on.
Yeah.
And Arvada did a really great job of promoting theirs. Mm-hmm. But
I saw a couple of things on social media. I think there was a run downtown.
Well, there's a lot of turkey trots.
No. It was for
that.
For Small Business Saturday. Gotcha. They ran by the small business area downtown.
It didn't stop.
Hey guys,
hope you get some business. Don't mind the homeless people we're stepping over.
Just bringing awareness.
Yeah. Well, it's turned into hurdles now.
Yeah.
It's not just a trot; they hurdle.
Oh my!
Is that wrong?
Again,
hey, Spadell, let me check with
one more time.
Let me check.
I did the joke already, and then you had to push it a little further.
I don't know. Spadell, was that bad? Was that bad that I said it turned into hurdles?
A little bit. Yeah.
Dial back. Tone it down.
Dial back a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I already do the little jab, right?
Yeah.
And then he just goes, oh, now they're hurdle.
You got it, man. Come on. We've all done it. All right. So your Ralphie weekend.
Yeah, oh my God.
Then he's back for how many days?
26 days, yeah.
Woo.
Yeah. So,
but then
I'm like, okay, so let's go somewhere. He's like, ooh, actually, I hate to tell you this, but I think Luca and I might go to Japan. Like, what?
Wait, he's planning a trip by himself? Yes. He's just like, yeah.
With he and his buddy, because they're both snowboarders, yeah. Right? He's like, yeah, we're going to probably stay at some hostels and go to some mountain in Japan. I was like, wait, what?
Is the pow pow very good in Japan
it
or something?
It is, actually, yeah. It's yeah. really good, yeah. Yeah.
Well, good for him.
You know, but I'm like,
I've always wanted to go to Japan.
Well, and the thing is, he has his own money because he works, right? Yeah. So he has his own money, and I can't really like go, no, you can't because my credit card, but now he has his own money.
And this is the time to go at that age. Yeah. You know, it's a great time
to go. I know, but what about your mommy?
Off to Japan, man. That would be cool.
Yeah, but the way he just says it, so matter of fact, like I should just be like, oh, okay.
Yeah. I don't know why, but I'm intrigued by that place, too. Yeah. I'd love to go. I think that's
like
a great place.
I just don't like the earthquakes. Not a fan of
that. Yeah, I'm not a fan of that. Either. Yeah. Yeah, a little shaking over there. No. Yeah.
Saw a lot of videos.
Yeah. Well, good for him.
Yeah, so we'll see.
I had my kids in town. Well, they're still here. They leave on Wednesday, but I've had them in town. They're sharing time between me and their mother.
Right.
So they're not with me full time at the house.
Well, that's great that they got so much time off.
Yeah.
Yes, right? So
yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so, and I hadn't seen all the boys together, and it's been quite a while.
Was there a kids' table, or how'd that go?
Was there what?
A kids' table, or how'd that go?
Well, you're talking about something different, I
Thanksgiving.
Think. Yeah, Thanksgiving was at the relatives. They weren't there. They weren't in town.
No, I know, but you were going to do it on Sunday. You told us you were going to do it on Sunday.
Yeah, wait. I blew off the cooking.
Oh,
I didn't cook.
Oh,
no,
what?
No, we went out. That's why I said it cost.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we went to a Cheesecake Factory.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
So you didn't get to do a Thanksgiving meal at all?
Nope. Yeah. Well, no, I went to the relatives on Thursday.
Well, we already knew that, but then you had planned. We'd gone through all this thing.
Yeah. I didn't do one with my kids, no.
Okay, because we even talked about how you were going to make a turkey with our boss off the air.
Nope, chicken lettuce wrap, spam.
And you're not devastated by that? Like, that's what you
were so
for.
Excited.
I've thought about it. It's been in my mind.
Yeah.
It's the first time that I haven't done basically a Thanksgiving cooking.
Wow.
In many years. Many
then
years.
You were going to do it on Friday.
And I don't like it.
We heard. And then you were going to do it on Sunday.
Yeah.
And we even went through ingredients, I think, with our boss on Wednesday before we left.
Friday, they got in too late. And then Sunday, I blew it off because it just wasn't, you know, it was a lot of work to come back to work.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, we can make this simple.
Right.
Yeah.
So we'll just go to the Cheesecake Factory.
Yeah. So we went to the Cheesecake Factory.
No cranberries?
No just, green bean casserole.
I will tell you this.
Just burritos?
I went to the Thanksgiving with the relatives. Uh-huh. Remember the Mexican Thanksgiving that we were doing with the tamales and all the, you know, tacos and burritos? It turned out they switched over to traditional. We had tamales, but we had the turkey.
This is so weird. This whole weekend is I'm blown away.
No.
My entire life's been turned upside down.
Guys,
I know.
I was blown away.
I'm upset for you.
I showed up expecting to be able to bitch, and I couldn't. They had turkey. They had ham. They had green bean casserole.
Wow.
Had yams. They had the whole works.
They just don't like your food.
That's it, Jamie. That's it.
They pulled the old bait and switch.
Look,
yeah, they didn't want him to bring anything. Yeah.
It's a slap in the face.
It is.
When they changed and they said, we're going to do Mexican, that was the first slap. That's a boom over this way, right? And then when you get there and they've copied your meal.
Well, kind of America's meal, but okay.
Well, in Littleton, Colorado, it's my meal, okay? So I don't want to hear your crap, okay? I came up with this. I came over with the Pilgrim's Pal. I was there when those Indians showed up, when we feasted. I came up with this.
They copied my meal.
They copied my meal. And you're right, I took it personally.
Well, you should have.
Because they don't like mine. I will tell you. Let me go through a couple of
items. Do you think they like you?
I don't like them either. Feeling is mutual. No, I'm just joking,
no,
folks.
You're not.
Hey, but listen. I will give you a couple of the recipes. They blew it.
Okay.
They friggin' almost said the F word.
Wow.
I almost said the F word. They friggin' blew it.
Okay.
Right. They blew it. The dressing they had. Way too much celery. I mean, they had celery out the... it was bad.
Right.
Bad.
Crunchy dressing.
One helping of that, because it was just, it was not the turkey. It was dry as the Sahara, man. Not a good turkey. I don't know where that bird came from, but it wasn't Red Bird Farms, I'll tell you that.
Maybe it flew here from the Sahara.
Jamie, I was there. Know. I was there looking for flaws and making notes.
Sounds like you got them.
Everybody else said it's delicious. One of the best meals they've ever had.
Really?
Oh, that pissed me off.
That's a straight shot.
We didn't even ask you to bring a dish.
I'll bet you I went outside to smoke 10 cigars just so I could release the anger.
Wow.
But happy Thanksgiving. Oh, it was a blast with the family.
Yeah, now we're on to Christmas. Yay! Now, how will they destroy you over Christmas? How will they kick you and spit on you over Christmas?
Oh, no. Hey, let me tell you something else. When you have turkey, dressing, gravy, and you got the casserole and all that going on, you don't have sopapillas for your bread. You don't.
That's just a dessert.
All right, we have to take a break.
Yeah. It's not your bread, it's dessert.
Oh, I use it as bread. Sorry.
That's a problem right there.
Oh, I thought it was like cornbread for them. Yes, oh, my God.
Them.
I am sorry.
For them. Did you hear him say that?
For them. For the family. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what we'll go with. That's what you're saying. Yeah. Sopapillas for them.
Did I do it again? Did I do it again?
Yeah.
Shredell, do it. Dial it back.
Dial it back. Yeah.
Dial back.
Just reel it in.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.